This is Dr. Singham dictating from Gilbert Residence. Our patient's first name is Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Last name is Cruz, K-R-U-S-C. Date of birth is 8-18-1941. Date of evaluation is 11-2-2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric re-evaluation requested for management of patient's ongoing behavioral problems. His staff reports that patient can be resistive to care, gets easily agitated, aggressive, history of present illness. This is an 81 years old male who's well familiar to our service. I reviewed evaluation done by nurse practitioner Melanie. Period. I discussed his condition with nursing staff. Patient's wife was also present. She lives in assisted living. In this complex and spends a lot of time with him. Patient's wife acknowledged that patient does get easily aggravated and agitated sometimes when staff is assisting him with ADL care. Patient has also been reported to be suspicious and accusatory towards staff. He does not seem to exhibit any evidence of adverse effects from current medications. Period has sleep and appetite. He is very confused. He could not tell me today's date, month, season. Patient's wife reports that patient was a professor at Eastern Michigan University in accounting. Patient had no recollection how long they are married and how many children they have. Review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, and average current medication forward from last visit on October 10, 2022. Mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, soft, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought process, severely confused and slowed, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent and remote impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgmental insight poor, under assessment and plans, vascular dementia, moderate with other behavioral disturbance, F01.818. Plans continue behavioral interventions. Peter staff should give patients simple instructions when assisting him with ADL care. Patients should not be rushed. Peer redirection and limit setting for any inappropriate behaviors. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, continuous Alexa, as prescribed. Number three, psychotic disorder with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2, and continuous Seroquel as prescribed. Disposition, no medication changes recommended, but behavioral interventions could be helpful in managing patients' resistiveness to care and agitation during ADL care. Peer, notify our service for any medication adverse effects. Peer will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 3-2-3-2-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- or procedure code 99 336. Under risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, antipsychotics, Buspar. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.